Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Let's Talk About Love, a radio outreach of Labor of Love Evangelistic Outreach Ministries, where we open the Word of God and break bread together. Prepare to be transformed by the power of the Holy Spirit as you receive the Word of God that will transform your heart, renew your mind, and bless your soul in Jesus' name. Now, here's your host, evangelist and author, M.G. Page.
Praise the Lord. God bless you and welcome to Let's Talk About Love. We're in 31 days of prayer still. Hallelujah. And we're moving right along on day 8. Glory be to God. I'm so excited that you could share this time with me tonight. Listen, God is just moving us forward and forward and forward and taking us up higher and higher and higher. And I'm so delighted to know that he has a definitive plan for our lives. Aren't you happy that you're not just here as a bump on the log just to be sitting here taking up space and wasting time and, come on, doing nothing, but that God has a perfect plan for you? Aren't you happy about that? Hallelujah. I'm glad about it. I'm glad about it. I'm glad about what God is doing in, through, to, and for you in Jesus' name. Because, listen, it doesn't matter how it looks. It doesn't matter how it may feel. In spite of all that you may be going through, in spite of all the daggers that are being thrown at you and all the blows you may seem to have had to endure and withstand, all those hits, listen, God is making you a heavyweight. Woo! He's teaching you how to bob and weave in the Holy Ghost. Come on here. We don't wrestle against flesh and blood, but against principalities and powers and spiritual wickedness in high places, the rulers of the darkness of this world. We got some circus stuff going on. My dear Lord, it's very serious. So when I say circus, meaning a lot of clownishness, foolishness going on in the body of Christ and in this world, but God, that's my lifeline there. But God has a plan that is perfect and a will that is perfect and includes your best. Yes, he has your best in mind and in heart. Listen, may I share something with you? I noticed that when the Lord has us doing 31 days of prayer, he takes us by the Holy Ghost to places that we normally would not go. What am I saying? I'm saying that there's sometimes in our prayer time we're dealing with various issues and situations, petitions that we have before the Lord and things that we believe God to do and, you know, dealing with our local community or our local church, our family, friends, people we meet concerning business. You understand what I mean? But when we get into a corporate vein of prayer, God just seems, by his Holy Ghost, yes, he does, to take us to dimensions unknown, places we would have never thought about going before. My. Hallelujah be unto the name of our great God. Why? Because he's taking us from one glory to another, which means your mind has to be transformed. It has to be renewed. Your heart has to be changed. There's a change that goes on when you get into the prayer closet with the Lord. Amen. And so I want your hearts, if you will, to be full of expectancy. Don't just listen. Don't just get in 31 days of prayer or come on the line without expectancy. Expect God to do something in you. Oh, ho, ho, ho. Oh, God. Listen, you don't really have to put nothing in my hand so much. Just put your hand on the inside of me. That's at that case. Yeah. Do a work on the inside. Hallelujah. My God. Thank you, Jesus. And he is doing that. He's doing that for us. Amen. And I'm so glad about it. Last night we prayed for those who were bound in jihad and Shiite Muslims, those that have been oppressed into the bondage and strongholds of of terrorism and radical teachings and violent training, whose minds have been seduced into thinking that they have been taught is right, to kill themselves and commit suicide and kill others. We, the Lord just took us up in the Holy Ghost to come against those things for those who are waiting in the valley of decision that want to be set free. Yes, there are those right in ISIS, amen, Taliban, Al-Qaeda, and groups that are yet being erected, that the media have not released to us yet. Come on here, somebody. There are people in those factions that want to be set free. Hallelujah. How do you know, Sister Paige? The Holy Ghost said so. And he said, I want you to pray for them. Amen. For their deliverance. And so while we're speaking about deliverance, we're going to go into the scriptures tonight in Exodus chapter 7. Glory to God. Exodus chapter 7. And we're going to start at verse 8. And we're going to read down just a little bit. Amen. Let's go there. Ha-la-la-bo-bo-sha. Glory to God for your word tonight. Woo, thank you, sir, for your word. We thank you for your word. Amen. Let's go there. Amen. And the Lord spake unto Moses and unto Aaron, saying, when Pharaoh shall speak unto you, saying, show a miracle for you, then thou shalt say unto Aaron, take thy rod and cast it before Pharaoh, and it shall become a serpent. And Moses and Aaron went in unto Pharaoh, and they did so as the Lord had commanded. Pharaoh wanted to see miracles. He was challenging Moses and Aaron to show him what they got. I want to prove that y'all working with something that's real by showing me a miracle. Oh, God, please help me tonight. Take thy rod or take your staff and throw it down. That's what God told the boys to do. And so Aaron cast down his rod before Pharaoh and before his servants, and it became a serpent. Oh, Jesus. Then Pharaoh also called the wise men and the sorcerers. Yeah, he called his witchcraft workers. Y'all don't want to have no church. But hey, it's all right. Hallelujah. Pharaoh called his soothsayers and his demon workers, his Satan worshipers. Yeah. And now the magicians of Egypt, they also did in like manner with their enchantments. What did they do? They copycatted God. Rabababu Kushma. Now, you know, we got to pause and park right there, because we got that going on in the church right now. And it ain't nothing new. It ain't nothing new. The devil always got to try to gimmick and copycat and Google dust and come on here, try to act like he's doing something so big that he can measure up to God. Not so. Yeah, not so. We're gonna find out what happened in that. Verse 12, for they cast down every man his rod, and they became serpents. I love when the Bible says but. Woo! But Aaron's rod swallowed up their rods. Lord have mercy. Let me tell y'all something. I don't know who I'm talking to tonight and who's listening under the sound of my voice, but you better know that God has given you a sure rod to use. You better know that you know that you know that you know that the rod of God's word. Listen. The Bible tells us, God said to Jeremiah, it's not my word of refined as fire. It's not my word of hammer that doth break in pieces. Listen. The word of God is quick and it's powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing to the dividing asunder of soul and of soul and spirit. Sister Paige, what does all of that mean? It simply means the word. Word of God, Shande Debosi, is spirit and it's life. They're not just words on the page, sand and nan, red and phonics and ebonics. Come on here, huh? The word of God is power. Sheko Baba Sandio. The word of God is Jesus Christ Himself. Whew, the bread of life. My God. Quick than power. The Holy Ghost. Come on here. they cast down every man his rod, and they became serpents. But Aaron's rod swallowed up their rods. And he hardened Pharaoh's heart, that he hearkened not unto them, as the Lord had said. And the Lord said unto Moses, Pharaoh's heart is hardened. He refuses to let the people go. I love how God deals with his children, don't you? Hallelujah. God already told Moses that Pharaoh's heart was going to be hardened. God purposely, oh Lord, please help me through this tonight, hardened Pharaoh's heart because he already knew that Pharaoh would not change. Listen, I need you to understand who we're talking about tonight. We're talking about the sovereign God who can do anything he wants to, anytime he wants and how he wants. He is God. In fact, I'm reminded when Moses asked him at the burning bush, who shall I say has sent me? He said, tell them I am sent you. My God, before the foundation of the world, I am. Before the words were framed, I am. Before you were, thought in the mind of your father or mother, come on here, at the night that they went out, come on up in here tonight, and had their rendezvous. I am. Oh, I am, I am, I am. He said, tell them I am sent you. I am God, and beside me there is none other. Hallelujah. We got to understand that he has power. And while he is orchestrating your deliverance, beloved one, he can do that thing and fix it up any way he wants. I want you to understand, I don't care what the devil is doing. I don't care what Pharaoh and his witchcraft workers and Santa Maria, Picatia, whoever it is. I don't care. God has already given you a rod to use. Use it. Praise God. That's part of the problem. We try to fight spiritual battles using fleshly weapons. We try to handle things that we feel we're big enough to handle. Oh, that's a small thing. I can handle it. Listen, give everything. Give everything to God. Lay everything. Lay it before God. Seek a deeper relationship with the Holy Ghost to where he'll even tell you what colors to wear. Don't wear that today. Don't wear this. Come on here. Let me give you an example before y'all start thinking craziness. Let's just kill this demon right here in Jesus' name. Amen. Hallelujah. There was a man of God named Morris Cirillo. God bless his heart where he is right now. Awesome father of the faith, awesome man of God. And this particular day, the Lord had him driving along the way, and he told him to get out of his car, park the car on the side of the highway. So he did it. Then when he got out, there was a red robin that had landed in front of him on the branch of a tree. Amen. The Lord said, tonight in the meeting, there is a woman that's going to have on a red dress, and I want you to call her out and pray for her. And so just as the Lord had spoken to him that day, when the meeting began that night, he saw the lady in red walk in. Long story short, he prayed for her. The Lord supernaturally healed her of cancer. If I'm not mistaken, that was her illness. And the next night, she came to him with an envelope and said, I just sold my home, and the Lord told me to sow this seed into your ministry. It is the total proceeds of my house being sold. Listen here tonight. It's not about money. Please understand what I'm saying to you. When I say have a relationship with the Holy Ghost, we have to be able to hear and know and discern his voice at all times. Do you hear what I'm saying to you? Because if we're not careful, we'll get tripped up. Suppose Aaron and Moses had not heard the Lord tell them that he had already hardened Pharaoh's heart, and they were being obedient, doing everything that he told them to do, and here it is, it seems like they're back at square one. They remembered what God told them, that he was doing this on purpose so that he could what? Get glory. He was going to send 10 plagues so that he could get glory. God, yes, sir, is serious about his glory. God, yes, Jesus, he does not play with his glory. So we're going to pray tonight in the name of Jesus for those of you who are on assignment. Some of y'all are screaming for God to turn you loose. Hallelujah, Lord. We're in Egyptian bondage. We want to be free. We can't do anything, whether it's in your church, whether it's in a marriage, whether you're part of an organization, whether you slipped up and got into some clique you weren't supposed to be a part of when God told you no in the first place. Amen, 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 amen. Hallelujah! Whatever it is, God is sending deliverance. And my prayer for you tonight is strength to be still. Strength to be still while God works his work. Hallelujah. Might be a job. Come on. Career. And you itching and bucking to get out. When God is finished dealing with Pharaoh, he'll let you know. Hallelujah. He'll let you know. Ho, kandi yobabo shaba. And give you specific instructions, just like he did the children of Israel through Moses on the night of Passover. Hallelujah. Let's pray. Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, Father, we come before you tonight to give your name glory. And Father, we come to give you praise. Dear Holy Father of Light, you are wonderful. And for that, we praise you. Just because of who you are, ooh, we give you glory, 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 glory. There's no other God like you. There's none other God beside you. There's none other God that can take care of us the way you do and love us and clean us up and pick us up and even chastise us and bring us back into the fold like you. Oh! There's no other God. There's no other God like you, Father, and we bless your name. Father, we want to thank you for another opportunity to come before the throne of grace tonight. Father, we come in the power and might of the Holy Ghost. Even as you told Joshua, your servant, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. Father, we're coming in the power of your might tonight, not by might nor by power, but by your Holy Ghost. Yes, Lord, we are strong in you. We are strong in your power. In Jesus' name, and it's because of the power of the blood that we can come before your throne of grace boldly with our hearts lifted up to you, saying, Father, please touch us. Please forgive us and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Father, we repent of our sins tonight. Father, everything that we should be doing that we're not, the things that we should not be doing that we are doing. Father, forgive us, forgive us. And let not this prayer come from unfeigned lips or unfeigned hearts, my God. Feigned lips and feigned hearts, phony, fake, just talking for flattery's sake. But my God, let it come deep, way down from the inside, from the heart, in the name of Jesus. Oh God, let us be sincere and integral about our Father's business, even more so now than ever. Father, we realize that this is a time when you have for command, Shandidi, your babos. Your people in a place of processing. Yes, Lord. And in Jesus' name, Father, we don't want to move outside of your will. We don't want to be outside of your grace. Father, 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 my God, in the name of Jesus, there will be many of us that are on the brink of giving birth. Oh, Mama Shandi, oh, God. Yes, Lord, on the verge, he kind of little bosha. The pains that start to kick in, my God, in the name of Jesus. Yes, Lord, there have been some labor pangs here under the bosha. And this time it's not Braxton Hicks. It's not a false alarm. This is a real deal. But my God, even in these labor pains, we need to know your precise timing of when and where and how to push. I understand tonight, my God, and I release it over the airwaves. We can't birth everywhere. Ras Bakush behind the Bosata. My God. So I plead the blood. Even right now, my God, for those who you have on assignment, even in Egypt, even in Egypt. Yes, under a heavy task, Master. Yes, Lord, I plead the blood over that which you put in them to birth. I plead the blood over their minds. Father, I plead the blood over their wills, their commitment to serving you wholeheartedly and waiting on you until their change and shift comes. In the name of Jesus, Father, I plead. The blood of Jesus. In Jesus' name, let your blood prevail right now, Father, over those that know that you have sent deliverance as an answer to their prayers. And they believe the man and woman of God that says they're going to be free from Egypt. They believe their deliverance is coming. But there be those that are stubborn and are afraid to move forward. They'd rather stay in Pharaoh's house. We come against that witchcraft spirit of mind control and spiritual blindness in the name of Jesus right now. Who the Son is made free is free indeed. Father, remind your people tonight that we are the clay and you are the potter. We are to be molded after your will, not our will, Lord Jesus. We plead the blood. Right now in Jesus' name, against that stubborn, mean spirit, that thinks is in control of your movement and over your people, we plead the blood now against the spirit of Pharaoh, thinking that you're getting ready, my God, to move from church to church and uncover corruption, uncover unfruitful works of darkness. My God, exposure has begun. Covers are being pulled back, and the lights are being turned on. What has been creeping in the dark? Yes, Jesus. My Lord, the day of reckoning have come for many of your people. My God, you caused them to be shepherds after your own heart, but instead they come open to the spirit of Pharaoh through compromise. That door's been open to rebellion, control, Jezebel, witchcraft, filthy lucre, greed, vainglory, vanity, self-promotion, pride, Jesus, we plead the blood now. We plead the blood now over your little ones, your little sheep, my Lord. He come to the bosha that are sitting on the my God, the dark cloud of a wolf in sheep's clothing spirit. Lord Jesus, Father, thank you for sending the reinforcement of Moses and Aaron to help your people be set free. Thank you for putting the word in the mouth of your prophets. Let my people go. Yes, Jesus. Let not your prophets get weary in their well-doing. Remind them that you've given them signs and wonders. You've given them equipping. You've given them anointing. You've given them your fire. Your word. You've given them the rod of your word. I loose your word right now over your prophets. Let down your rod. Drop the rod right in Pharaoh's face. Don't you worry about who he got beside him. Don't you worry about his witchcraft demons. Don't you worry about his amen corner. Don't you worry about his group of supporters. Let down your rod. Under the Bokushba, believer, man, woman, boy, girl, child of God, whatever position you in, under the Boshi, from the pit to the pulpit, whatever board, cut to the Bosha, whatever assignment, let down that rod. Speak the word, put the word down, put the word of the devil. You ain't got to fight. You ain't got to argue. You ain't got to call no meeting. You don't got to keep crying at night. You don't have to be afraid. Don't you dare be intimidated. Your gift will not be puppeted, neither prostituted. Put down your rock. The enemy is stirring up the heat against you. It's all right. Put down your rod. Put the word on him. Thy word have I hidden in my heart, that I may not sin against thee. Thy word is a lamp unto my feet, and a light unto my pathway. The word. In the beginning was the word, and the word was with God, and the word was God. The word became flesh. Put the word. No weapon formed against me shall prosper. Put the word. I'm more than a conqueror through Jesus Christ who strengthened me. Put the word on the enemy. Put down your rod. I decree and declare in the name of Jesus, in this prayer time tonight, all of your enemies shall be swallowed up by the word. Stop holding it. Put your hand on your belly. Open up your hand. One hand on your belly. One hand of release in the atmosphere. Drop the rod. Release the word. Send the word. Speak the word. Declare the word. Decree the word. Boldly proclaim the word of God. Drop your rod, and your enemy shall be swallowed up. Because Shanda, thus saith the Lord, in Jesus' name, in the name of Jesus, Father, I decree and declare, not one shall leave their post without their assignments being completed. Not one shall leave their posts without finishing their assignments in the spirit of excellence. Not one shall leave their post without completing their assignments in the spirit of excellence while bearing fruit that shall remain. Not one shall leave his or her post prematurely. Not one's baby shall be aborted, miscarried, stillbirthed, underdeveloped, or sick in any way, shape, or form, lacking. Nothing missing and nothing broken. Ministry shall come forth in its full power in the name of Jesus. Pharaoh, loose God's people, that they will be free to worship and be fruitful and multiply for the kingdom of our God and for his Christ. In Jesus' name, amen. Father, we seal what you have released today through this prayer. Oh my God, all of your action and what you have executed by the power of your Holy Ghost, that what you're sicking your angels on right now to perform. Hallelujah. We seal it with Jesus' blood. And we thank you for the precious seal of thy Holy Ghost. We bind retaliation and backlash of the enemy, and decree and declare no weapon formed against us shall prosper. The fire of God is our protection always. In Jesus' name, amen. Beloved, listen, that's my time for now, but would you please join me again tomorrow, day 9? We're going up, up, up. Hallelujah. And in Jesus' name. Listen, know that you're in my prayers and thoughts. Hallelujah. And please do keep me in mind and yours. I love you guys. Remain blessed. In Jesus' name. Bye-bye.
It is our earnest prayer that you have been blessed and empowered by today's program. You can contact MG Page on Facebook, Twitter, or LinkedIn. You can also write her at Let's Talk About Love, P.O. Box 1066, St. Helena Island, South Carolina, 29920. Until next time, God bless, and remember that God has a sure plan for your life.